Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's have a look at the world of entertainment on Merseyside. The Guide Liverpool with Jay. Hi, morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate.
Have you just about thawed out from your River of Light spectacular?
Oh, that was cold. That was cold. Now, the council told me they were going to put me on a boat in the Mersey for River of Light. So I kind of rocked up expecting like this private yacht would turn up with a free bar and all of that. It wasn't like that at all. It was a proper Navy vessel turned up to pick us up. The HMS or the RMS Biter. HMS, is it? It's HMS, isn't it?
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't know.
That turned up
Biter.
To pick us up.
It was called the Biter.
It's called the Biter, yeah. But what they don't tell you is that when you get in the boat, you think you're just going to walk on. No, they put the life vest on you and then you've kind of got to jump, hop, skip and jump to get onto the boat. But obviously it was so choppy on Saturday night, so there was a bit of a panic getting me onto the boat, but it was fine. And I tell you what, views of the city, never mind the fireworks, views of Liverpool and the Wirral at night with it all lit up just blew me away. Stunning.
I think you had the best view though.
That was incredible.
So you were out in the middle of the Mersey anywhere sort of particular? Were you down that way towards Crosby?
We were down to Crosby. We were right up towards the Echo Arena. We were up and down all night and then they kind of stopped in front of the liver beds next to the one of the barges that set off the fireworks. But obviously, you know, we want lights, River of Light. It had mixed reviews, mixed opinions afterwards. Twitter went into a bit of a frenzy. We were there. I personally thought the atmosphere beforehand was brilliant and the build-up beforehand was fantastic. A lot of people weren't happy with the fireworks display. There should have been music on, if I'm honest, to build that atmosphere.
So where would
up.
The music have come out of?
Well, because the pier had, they had a stage. So they had a stage at the pier. So if they would have, you know, maybe put a little bit more planning into it, they could have got speakers right along each waterfront and done something with the music. But the fireworks were good. They weren't amazing. I think people kind of expected it was going to be like Disney or something. But still, hats off to both councils for putting on another free event, which I thought was all right.
So they were all off a barge in the centre.
Three barges in the Mersey.
Maybe they need 6 or 10 barges.
Yeah, so maybe the barges could be closer together. But,
right.
But I did, as I say, I was on a boat in the Mersey. I didn't see any of this. I didn't get onto the fact that it wasn't amazing.
Could you really get onto how many people were watching? Because
by all accounts, you could.
From both sides of the river, was it absolutely chocker?
That's what I was shocked at, because obviously we were in the middle of the Mersey and you could see thousands on both sides. You know, thousands of people for miles and miles along as well, right the way up to the Echo Arena on this side, right the way down to New Brighton on the other side. So there were tons of people that come out. A few people have said they couldn't see and it was a bit too chilly and then there was nightmares getting out. But I'm sure if it's back next year, it will be better and then problems will be ironed out. But we spoke to someone from Cruise Liverpool just before the fireworks, so we didn't quite know what was going to happen. This is Angie Redhead from Cruise Liverpool.
I live right by Nugent Park. It's great, it's convenient. But you kind of went, you watched the fireworks and before you knew it, you were on your way back home, where we've seen families down at the waterfront for hours now and there's still more to come. And that's what it's about, isn't it? Bringing everybody together.
Some music in the background there.
Yeah, well, there was drummers. Them drummers were fantastic. We got a great little video online of these drummers with loads of pyrotechnics and lights, and they'd done like a parade from the town hall. That was really special. That was incredible. So fingers crossed they'll be back next year.
There's a video of you on a boat. So is it like a bit of a choppy video? Is it a little bit sort of side to side?
It is choppy, yeah. I wasn't sick, I'll never know. But the Navy, God, they're strict as well. You can only stand in certain places and you get told off if you move this way. But it was a good experience.
Right.
So if you ever get the chance to go on a Navy boat, you own a firework display in the Mersey, do it.
It's got to be better next year, though. All right, let's move on to other stuff. So there's something you're going to love. The clothes show.
you love your clothes.
You're coming this morning with a special little sort of number on, special jacket.
Sheepskin coat. Not real sheepskin before anyone starts. The clothes show is moving. It's been 27 years in Birmingham now. It's coming to Liverpool. They've chosen Liverpool, obviously, because of our amazing fashion and trendy people. But it's a big deal. The fact they've moved for 27 years from there to Liverpool is fantastic. It's going to be in July, start of July next year. And the good thing about this festival is it's not just going to be in one venue. It's going to be spread across lots and lots of different venues, lots of different locations, really celebrating Liverpool and some of the fantastic places in the city. We spoke to Nikki Darling. She's from The Clothes Show, about what we can expect.
Let me just find her. I think we've got a couple of clips here. Here we go. Here's Nikki.
New city and a new name. We are now British Style Collective, presented by The Clothes Show.
Liverpool, obviously, we have got it when it comes to trend. Why did you choose Liverpool? What made you come here?
Well, as I say, we've been at Birmingham for the past 27 years and we wanted to take it to the, kind of the next level and doing a city-wide takeover and the offering, what we can offer them here is what we want to do. So we want to sort of be able to give our audiences what they're looking for.
Listen to you. Liverpool, yeah, we have got it.
Of course we have.
With trend.
There's girls in the rollers.
We're on trend.
Of course we are.
There's girls in rollers.
To be fair, you know, you've got a smart jumper on today.
The British Style Collective.
Yes, so they changed
the name.
What's
wrong with the clothes show?
I don't know. No. It sounds more fancy, doesn't it? The British
a bit more
Style
1980s
Collective.
Clothes show, wasn't it? Jeff Banks and all that.
It used
that.
To be a TV show as well, didn't it? But it's going to be amazing. 3 days, July the 7th to the 9th next year. And as I say, taking over lots of different venues in the city. We spoke to one of the gang from Culture Liverpool about what we can expect.
When you've got all these incredible venues that you can use with this incredible vista that you can move people around in a walkable city like we've got, what an opportunity for us, you know. So kind of honoured and happy that Haymarket have chosen to bring this iconic brand to the city, and now how we work with those guys to shape it and own it and turn it into something that bigger than any of us can expect it's going to be now. That's what's most exciting for us, I think.
You just scared this poor lady to death behind you, didn't you? So basically,
I'm not that ugly, am I?
If people
really
don't understand how our radio station works, there's tours that come past our window because people are looking out of the viewing gallery out on our wonderful city. And Jay just turned around to look at a group who were peering in. And they almost threw themselves back out of the window.
One of them just fell out the tower, to be fair. You've just seen someone land in Williamson Square. I'm not that ugly, surely.
Oh, no, you
must be the ginger.
Your clothes look good anyway.
Maybe it's the fact we're both ginger. That's,
two gingers
that's
in one room. Right, let's get on to our next thing. So Castle Street, it's your new favourite place to party.
I just wanted to give this a little
in the
heads
city
up. Castle Street, to me now, has just took things to a new level. So I was out there a couple of weeks ago. It's amazing. Have you been out there lately?
Well, I've walked through it a few times, so I don't think I've paid enough attention to what's going on there.
It's brilliant. Obviously, we've got lots of different areas in the city where you can go out, or you can have a nice meal or go for lunch or whatever. To me, Castle Street is the best now. Tons and tons
of restaurants. So it's the one San Carlo's on, if anyone's wondering
where it is.
Yeah, so
it's where the town hall is, and that road that kind of faces and leads up to the town hall. Overnight, the town hall is now lit up. That looks stunning in itself. People sat outside, people of all ages from all over the country.
Well, not in this weather, they're not sat outside.
Well,
they weren't last night.
I wouldn't be surprised in Liverpool, to be fair. But obviously, you've got places like the Bar and Grill, San Carlo. Jenny's Bar is up them ways, which is a great cocktail bar. The Slaughterhouse is there, obviously, with Neil Fitz and everyone that does that.
Yeah.
But there's some great new places as well. You mentioned before off air, Santa Maluco. It's this new Radisio Bar and Grill serving great pizza. That's on the corner up there. Mowgli is moving to another location.
Oh, they've got a new one.
Yeah, so the
still
second,
not been to a Mowgli.
Second location in Liverpool now. This is like an Indian street food restaurant.
Right.
Well worth checking out. That's opening very soon. The Alchemist, of course, is there where they celebrate all weird science and crazy cocktails. And a brand new venue is opening this week. It's called Neighbourhoods. They've got one in Manchester already. They've now moved their second venue. It's in Liverpool. It's going to be their flagship venue. And there's a big launch night tomorrow night. And this, to me, is probably going to be the place I'm going to be spending most of my times after work for a few little drinks.
If there's anything Jay Hine knows, it's where to go and enjoy yourself on a Friday evening. So
definitely.
Castle Street must be good if Jay's recommending it. Right, finally, Christmas is virtually upon us.
It's
so
here.
How are we going to celebrate it? When's the light switch on? I think Radio City's involved in that somehow.
It is. Radio City are heavily involved. Light switch on is tomorrow night for Liverpool One. So it's Liverpool One's light switch on. This gets bigger and better every single year. It starts at 4:30 p.m. Lots of entertainment, lots of surprises from Liverpool One. They've teamed up with the Liverpool Empire to bring tons and tons of stuff right along the kind of whole area they're using, and then that big light, 98 feet it is, with all the love hearts, will be lit up at 6 p.m. by Santa himself. Get there handy, wrap up, because obviously
The Santa.
There's only one. You'll be like that at 6 p.m. But as I say, lots and lots of entertainment. The pantomimes are going to be out performing. Loads. I wish I could tell you exactly what's happening, but they want to keep it under wraps. That is tomorrow night at Liverpool One. And then, if that wasn't enough, the Ice Festival, which used to be at Liverpool One, that's moved now. It's moved house down to the Pierhead. And they've already started the build. You can see now there's fun fair rides and everything. So this is the ice rink. They've got the ice bar where you go in and get given a frozen cocktail and a wrap to keep you warm, and the furniture's made of ice. And as well as that, they've now got the biggest ice slide in the UK. I had a go at this last year. It's now bigger, so I'm dreading going on it next week when this all opens up. But the Ice Festival now at the Pierhead.
So just let me clarify. Liverpool One's lights get turned on tomorrow.
Tomorrow night,
Is there some other lights? Is there a different section of lights that get turned on at a different time?
There's Church Street as well, isn't
there? And are they turned on at a different time?
I don't know, actually.
Because it all used to be just one light switch on.
I presume it's the same one. I presume it is, but I'm not sure. Because obviously they're two different places.
Well, as Radio City people, we should probably just promote the Radio City Liverpool
the
One lights.
The Radio City Liverpool One light switch on is tomorrow night with the real Father Christmas.
Wonderful. Christmas is nearly here. Jay, thank you very much
indeed.
Thank you,
Steve.
There's plenty online at The Guide Liverpool. You can see a picture, a video of Jay braving the choppy waters. He is so brave.
So brave.
Mersey River of Light. You can see the Newsham Park Ghost Hunt still, the British Style Collective as well, and lots more on what's coming up. That's theguideliverpool.com.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.